Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. If you watched Saturday Night Live last week, you might have heard a familiar accent, or at least you should have. The infamous sketch show featured a mock newscast from the action news team of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay, Fond du Lac, it's time to learn your lotto numbers and find out if anyone here got Fond du Lucky.
All right, as always, here to pull the numbers is Mr. Ron Jerusik. He's been doing this since 1972.
Yeah, we just had his 90th birthday party over there at the McDonald's.
Parts of the dialect were pretty spot on, but unfortunately, the actors didn't get too Fond du Lucky with their accents. Linguistics professor Steve Hartman Kaiser says that could be due to a fundamental misunderstanding of Wisconsin's location.
Kaiser joined Lake Effect producer Joy Powers in studio and started off by defining the difference between a dialect and an accent.
A dialect encompasses all of the aspects of the structure of a variety that a group of people speaks. So it includes the words, their lexicon, it includes the sentence structure, and it includes the sounds, which typically, when we restrict ourselves to thinking just about how a voice sounds, that's accent. So an accent is part of a dialect.
Okay. So how would you describe the Wisconsin accent?
Well, first of all, there's not just one Wisconsin accent. Wisconsin is a big state with a rich and diverse history. Changes in geography influence how people sound. Changes in socioeconomic status, ethnicity, all of these are connect and intersect to shape how any one person sounds.
I guess when we think about accents in Wisconsin, can we group them into larger categories?
The southeastern part of Wisconsin is strongly influenced by the Great Lakes region, so we can identify some features that Wisconsinites in the Milwaukee area up to almost as far as Green Bay and then stretching west, including Madison, so the most densely populated part of the state. Patterns in many ways with the Great Lakes region. So in that sense, there are features that connect us to other states and other regions, places like Chicago, Detroit, even as far east as Buffalo, New York. One of these features linguists have studied for the last 20 or 30 years called the Northern Cities Shift, because it was first identified as a feature in cities of the inland north, the Great Lakes region. It includes particular ways of pronouncing vowels in words like man, words like mom. The mom vowel shifts in the direction of ah, so mam. The word Wisconsin itself has the ah vowel in the middle of it. For many speakers, including myself, who are not from Wisconsin, it is Wisconsin, but it shifts in the direction of ah for many Wisconsinites. Yeah, so that's one of the features of the Northern City shift. Another feature, and this is actually something that I did notice in the recent sketch on SNL, where they were producing some imagined Wisconsin variety in Fond du Lac. And it's the eh vowel in words like text. And I think it was actually the word text that one of the performers was producing. The eh vowel shifts in the direction of ah. And so she was saying something like tuxed.
Tuxed.
Tuxting. Not texting, but tuxed. Texting. And this is another feature of the Northern City shift. So one aspect of Wisconsin English is something that we share with the broader region. Other features, if we continue to restrict ourselves just to accent, so just the sounds, one word that Wisconsinites always get asked about is the word bag.
Bag, yeah. I went to school out east, and I remember someone specifically asking me to say the word bag. They wanted me to say it, beg. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from, that sort of shift?
Right. Now, that's a feature that is certainly Wisconsin English, and one that it shares more with the upper Midwest, Minnesota, and not so much. It's one of the things that distinguishes Wisconsin from, say, Chicago and other places. Where it comes from, That's the golden question, right? That's what historical linguists and sociolinguists are intensely interested in, because we know that language changes all the time because we don't sound like our parents and we go back 100, 200 years. You get back to Shakespeare. Nobody sounds like Shakespeare. Not even people in England speak like Shakespeare used to speak. And you know, on and on back until you get to Beowulf and you think this is a foreign language. So we know language changes. The question is, why does language change at certain times and in certain places, and it doesn't change in other times and other places?
Now, for me, being someone who is from southeastern Wisconsin, when I hear people trying to embody the Wisconsin accent, a lot of the time it just sounds off. And like specifically with the SNL sketch, I went, it's almost there. Why right. does the Wisconsin accent seem to be kind of elusive in that way?
I think they overshoot, right? They hit too far north because people think Wisconsin, and I think in the popular imagination of the rest of the country, it's got to be almost to Canada. And as a result, they link Wisconsin, you know, even though here in Milwaukee we're sitting, you know, 90 miles from Chicago, they think we're 9 miles from Ottawa or Winnipeg. And so a lot of times in the popular American imagination, Wisconsin gets linked with Minnesota, with, you know, the Upper Plains, so Fargo, the movie made famous that particular variety. So yeah, that's a lot of people in performing Wisconsin hit too far north, hit the UP, hit Fargo instead. And I think that came out in the SNL sketch.
A lot of people listening are going to say, well, I don't have an accent. I don't have a Wisconsin accent.
Sure.
And I think there is a common feeling, not just here, but throughout the United States, that accents are becoming homogenized. Do you feel like that's the case?
It is not the case, but I think it's probably very true that none of us hear our own accent until we venture somewhere else where somebody can say, huh, you don't talk like me, you have an accent. And then, of course, we can be indignant and respond, well, no, I don't have an accent. You're the one who has an accent. And, of course, the truth is we all do have an accent. It's only certain times when we'll notice it in certain contexts. It is very true, though, that people in southeastern Wisconsin, those who have the most dense social networks, family networks, friend networks that are southeastern Wisconsin, who have not maybe lived anywhere else or who don't have networks, and this is typically true of people who leave to go somewhere for higher education, in that context, they're both encountering people from a wide range of places, and they're more orienting themselves to a standard American accent as opposed to a local American accent.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Glad to be here.
Steve Hotman-Kaiser is a linguistics professor at Marquette University. He spoke with Joy Powers by J-Zone.